Thank you, Jesus. This is Sunday morning, 6:30:19. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and this particular segment is called Change. Change. The time has come. The swamp is being drained. If you think it has looked nasty up to now, well, just get ready. Because what you have seen up to now has only been what has been on the surface. Now will be the beginning and the uncovering of the things that have been hidden deeply in the swamp. The real demonic plan. Remember the hole in the wall? These people are stupid. They can't hide from me. For I see and hear it all. You've been warned that this day would come. See, Q has warned us over and over. It will to many, especially the church, seem bad, but it will really be a two-edged sword. Rightly discern it. Hebrews 4, I better look at that. Hebrews 4 talks about the two-edged sword. Where's my Hebrews? When I was doing TV this week, I went to look for Joshua, and I had pulled Joshua. The tab came off, and I couldn't find Joshua. It was just a blank spot. He was still there. It was just the name was gone. Hebrews 4. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and spirit of joints and marrow, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And not a creature exists that is not concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Okay, one side exposing evil, the other good. I spoke to you about this earlier. With glory comes judgment. No, he talked about the glory. There's a judgment side and a glory side of the sword. Heavy censorship is coming. It's been gradually increasing. Christians and conservatives will view this as a negative, but if you rightly discern, you will see that the end result will be good. The bad has to go. Do you know that Christians look to social media for advice over me? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, there's a bunch of others. Let me read that again. The bad has to go. Christians are going to look at this. Oh, horrible, the censorship. God's separating. Do you know that Christians look to social media for advice over me? I'm calling my church out. The church as well as the government is being purged in this hour. Always remember this about Satan. He always goes too far, and he always overplays his hand. He's stupid. He's crazy, just like the Democrat debates. That's the biggest Trump win in history right there, their debates. It's like, I don't think they know. In fact, I've prayed that. They'll just speak such garbage out of their mouths. I don't even know what they're saying. They're sabotaging themselves. Their chariot wheels are coming off right before our eyes. Get your back channel sources up to date, because outlets like YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, and many others are squeezing anyone with the right message out. A lot of the ones I follow have backup channels, so I'm writing them down. If they're shut down off of Twitter or whatever, they have their own, a lot of them have switched over to We Go One, We Go All, or they've got their own backup channels. I have my own backup channel, Faith Avenue. You can go on my website and see my stuff. So they have similar things like that. Get your back channel sources up to date, because outlets like YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, and many others are squeezing anyone with the right message out. If you'll notice, I've noticed on YouTube, used to, you'd see 30 or 40 on the side. Now you see about 10. They have shut down so many. And lots that I used to follow, I can't even find them anymore. It's because ban them for maybe saying one word, which they can put a pedophile on there speaking horrible stuff and saying nasty stuff, and they're okay. But if you go on there and say something about them being gay or any wrong word, they'll shut you down and not even give you a reason. Google's on the carpet right now in hearings over their sabotaging of the election. They're trying to program their algorithms to where it will not, they don't want 2016 to happen. Well, they got an undercover video of one of their executives telling it all. And it's been blasted all over the internet. So these big tech companies are either going to go down or they'll be so regulated where they cannot censor. It'll be free speech or no speech. They are corrupt and will be brought down, so don't be surprised at what you see in the days ahead. I have had you speaking anchors away. Those who won't honor me, I will not honor them. I think it was Mark Taylor that said, it was Kim Clement, that the Lord told him that he will give them an option. Either they will speak his word and what he wants them to say, or they won't have any say anymore. Everything is coming out of the closet, not just the gays. Chaff being separated from the wheat. Once the chaff is gone, what you observe will be amazing. So be encouraged today and trust my wrecking ball, my trumpet, and trust my plan. All that can be shaken will be. This is Hebrews 12. In other words, I know they're really screaming right now because a lot of them depend on this income. It's their income, and they're being shut down. Even the president, they're censoring him on Twitter. So, but they're at least they're not taking him off. They're putting a deal there where it'll say, well, this has got sensitive content, so you can choose to see it if you want to or not. Where was I going with that? Oh, what the Lord was saying to me, this is a good thing that's happening, not a bad thing. A lot of people, conservatives, are looking at it as a bad thing. They're being censored, but what the Lord is forcing them out of the corruption into other sites and other ways. Okay. A lot of times the Lord looks at things a lot differently than we do. We need to look at it the way He looks at it. We won't be so upset about stuff all the time. All right, this is Hebrews 12:25. So see to it that you do not reject Him or refuse to listen to and heed Him who is speaking to you now. For if they, the Israelites, did not escape when they refused to listen and heed Him who warned and divinely instructed them here on earth, revealing with heavenly warnings His will, how much less shall we escape if we reject and turn our backs on Him who cautions and admonishes us from heaven? Then in Mount Sinai His voice shook the earth, but now He has given a promise. Yet once more I will shake and make tremble not only the earth but also the starry heavens. Now this expression, yet once more, indicates the final removal and transformation of all that can be shaken, that is, of that which has been created, in order that what cannot be shaken may remain and continue. Let us therefore receive in a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe. For our God is indeed a consuming fire. The axe is being laid to the root. It's coming down to the very foundation. The Lord wanted me to read to you my D.C. dream again. This is on February 24, 2019. Shaking the nation to its foundation. Have been having a recurring dream, not sure how long. Seems like weeks, but only could only be days, probably. My location, then the dream, is D.C. I'm in this historic building. It's literally coming apart. It is being shaken. I can even see the dust coming off around me. These buildings are coming down so the Lord can expose the foundation. Tunnels run underground all over this nation where wicked men and women do abominations. It will be exposed. I believe that Mark Taylor had a word of prophecy about the Washington Monument crumbling to the ground. It is like the middle finger being shot at God. I personally believe that the whole city will crumble to the ground. The whole place is full of satanic symbols, etc. This is my thoughts after the dream, and needs to be destroyed. I speak that we have moved to our original capital, the United States of America, and that's at Ground Zero in New York City. I will uncover, says the Lord, all the things the ungodly do in secret. Ezekiel got his eyes full in his day. God completely vacated the temple over it. What they have done in secret will be shattered from the housetops. Don't be surprised when D.C. falls and crumbles spiritually and naturally. It is not even part of the United States anyway. The true capital was dedicated to God by George Washington in the chapel that is still standing at Ground Zero. D.C. is a cesspool of corruption and the swamp is being drained, and the USA will be free again under its original constitution. Men and women who have served Baal will fail. See, they've even got a thing erected to Baal there in D.C. Baal will fail. I have had enough, and Baal will no longer prevail. Baal is the abortion demon. Never forget that this is about my little ones. I'm rescuing and avenging them. The executive order of my trumpet on 1/21/17 was for the seizure of all properties of the Baal worshipers. Every obelisk will crumble and fall. Everything not anchored in me will be shaken. I am purging the land. Remember what I did in Egypt? It's a new day, a fresh start, freedom like you've never known before. The USA is the land of liberty. Stay strong and don't be alarmed by what you see, for it is me making America great again. We wonder where our president got that slogan. Lord.